Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
The book also sheds light on Trump's mysterious trip to Walter Reed Medical Center in 2019, Grisham suggesting the president was undergoing a colonoscopy, writing it was a, quote, very common procedure during which a patient is put under. But she says Trump skipped the anesthesia because he didn't want to temporarily relinquish his presidential powers to Vice President Pence.
The best thing ever. He didn't trust Pence enough to go, you know what? I'm just going to be out for a little bit, a little twilight. You're going to be president for like 30 minutes. He's like, nope, I'll take one for the team. He's all raw dogging. If you're Mike Pence and you hear that, now I don't know if any of this stuff's true. Any of these books are, I mean, true. But the thought process of him going, I'm fine. That guy's an idiot. He's such an idiot. I can't even get to a place where I could be under for 10 minutes getting a colonoscopy because he's going to screw stuff up. That's insane. Oh, goodness me. I love it when we start a fun day. That is just hearing that. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but God, that is just hilarious. Hey, I got to go get a colonoscopy. Normally, I'd let you be the manager of Del Taco, but you're such an idiot and you're the assistant manager that I'm just going to not relinquish the power. Oh, my goodness me. What a great day, right? Yesterday, interesting stuff. I'd love to start out with a little bit of laughter. Look, when it comes to the books, we've said it all along here in the beautiful Chad Benson Show. Over and over again, what have we said? We have said everybody makes a killing off this guy. Hey, when's the last time anybody heard of Jim Acosta? Right? Honestly. When? Oh, yeah. You don't. No, you don't hear anything about Jim Acosta. You hear nothing about the guy anymore. Why? Because there's nobody there. Right? Ducey now is the big foil for Jen Psaki. And even yesterday, he stood up for her when they started getting a little crazy on the old Fox and Friends. And he kind of like, you know, hey, guys, settle down. You know, I mean, she's kind of doing her gig. This is what it is. He asks tough questions, which you're supposed to do. And they go back and forth. Never like Jim Acosta. But Trump is still an industry. He is. He's still an industry. Take away the chaos of his presidency at times and all this stuff. The chaos of the real world slash real housewives slash big world little people slash, you know, Survivor slash all the. Trump was a reality show. And because of that, there was opportunity. I mean, people would work there for a month, and they're like, yeah, I got a six-figure advance. What'd you see? I don't know. You know, it's like she got offered the opportunity to come on the show. I'm like, because I don't believe 99% of that crap. And some of it may be true. But when you get to a point where you find out that so much of the crap was never true and so much of it was kind of true that it was like hyperbole and you know, you step back and you're like, ugh. But I did find that to be hilarious. What wasn't hilarious? So our military leaders were sitting there yesterday having to answer questions about, I don't know, how bad Afghanistan was. Also, essentially, calling out the president without calling out the president, if you will.
My assessment was back in the fall of 20, and it remained consistent throughout, that we should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that.
Did you ever present that assessment personally to President Biden?
I don't discuss exactly what my conversations are with the sitting president in the Oval Office, but I can tell you what my personal opinion was, and I'm always candid.
That contradicts what President Biden told George Stephanopoulos just over a month ago.
So no one told, your military advisors did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years. We can do that. We can continue to do that.
No one said that to me that I can recall.
Yeah. And then when, you know, yesterday it was, you know, you know, we'd had to keep 10,000 or 20,000. The reality is first of all, keeping 2,500 troops would have probably been more than enough. If we had a reason, again, it's got to be a reason. What was the reason for being in Afghanistan at this point in time? That is a fair question to ask if we're not going to have any kind of real answer other than we don't want the Taliban to take over and allow these, you know, these groups to set up all kinds of essentially hubs to work out of so they can terrorize the region and potential globally. If that was the reason, you could have sold that to the people. And 2,500 troops doesn't mean there wouldn't be more. Private contractors have done the bidding for countries all there. That's what they're called now. Used to be called mercenaries. They're not fighting anything. They're more peacekeeping, but they're private contractors. Many of them, if not all of them exclusively, are former military guys who leave and they start making big bucks because the Pentagon and everybody else is writing fat checks. It could have been done. But don't tell me you didn't know that, you know, it's like, well, nobody ever said. Everybody, people, pundits. People like me, just a fun guy, just having a laugh, could have seen that what was going to happen. And I'm not saying Trump would have done a better job. Let's be real. I mean, you know, the Taliban didn't, outside of not attacking our people, they did nothing they said they were going to do. And you knew they weren't going to do anything that they didn't want to do. You knew that. Trump made a deal with them that wasn't worth what, you know, was written. It was just never going to, none of that stuff was going to happen. But you couldn't tell me that Miley and everybody else, you were unaware of all that stuff. You couldn't tell me that. You absolutely were. And for Biden right now, the reality is things don't look great.
In just a month, the ABC News Ipsos poll shows president approval rating eroding in a number of areas. Just under 60% say Mr. Biden is doing well with the pandemic. Only 33% approve of how he's handling the U.S. border. And just a bit more, 38% approve of his plans to handle gun violence. Even approval of his signature infrastructure bill now only has 55% support.
Yeah, think about that with infrastructure. Only 55% of people look at the entire thing with infrastructure. And part of the reason is because you're seeing the Democrats fight over all of this stuff and they're willing to sink the bill if they don't get what they want. And I'm talking about the progressives, the people that look at infrastructure and say to themselves, hey, guess what? Here's the infrastructure that we like, right? Roads, bridges, buildings, reinforcement, you know, working on our power grids, you know, et cetera, et cetera. On the other side of stuff, the human infrastructure bill that they're willing to sink if they don't get what they want, people aren't thrilled by that because they're looking and saying $3.5 trillion. Last year, we spent a gobs and gobs of money because we were in a situation that in my lifetime, we had never been in. They want to ratchet stuff up and spend a ridiculous amount. So they're willing to essentially tank this if they don't get what they want. So you're inflation is up. We're going to talk about that in a minute. You've got a situation right now where your infrastructure bill is in limbo, potentially. The debt ceiling's not too far away. 33% is the support on the border. 33. That's the funny. Well, they got 33%. What you're not saying is it gets 67% disapproval because even people on the left are like, we just can't allow this to happen, right? Like this seems to be ridiculous. Afghanistan was an unmitigated disaster. And then, of course, COVID and the battle that seems to be going on that never ends. The political gift that used to keep giving now, people are tired of it. They're angry about it. They're sick and tired of hearing about it. You better figure this out. You better do it. And then you come out, you know, and you can basically get caught in a lie saying, nobody ever told me anything about Afghanistan. Nobody ever. So your military advisors, the guys that are paid, the gals that are paid to be there, General Miley and everybody, who are paid to be there, who feel that it's necessary to call the Chinese and say, don't worry about our pot, you know, over here, we're going to be okay. And that guy never once gave you any kind of advice at all? I think you're telling a porcupine. I'm going out there feeling like there's a porcupine. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson shows your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Love hearing from all of you. Coming up, guys, I'm going to let you guys know this. Coming up, could a certain dog be right? It's crazy. Possibility is real. It's interesting. We shall discuss that. A lot of other stuff. Bill Cosby's, I guess, spokesperson slash manager slash confidant has spoken out about the R. Kelly thing. When you hear this, you're just like, really? Really? 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet, text the program. Rough Greens makes any pet food better. I love it. Go home every single night. Simba dog Doodle. Doodle's the first one that greets me. Now, he used to not greet me because it got to the point where he couldn't really move around because his hips were so bad with his arthritis and all this stuff. So, you know, the puppies would bounce around at me. And they, you know, I mean, if you guys know anything about dogs, they don't have a sense of time. You leaving the room for 5 minutes might as well be 5 years. They have no idea. Like, oh, my God, I think you're coming back. Like, I just went outside to put, no, but you're gone. Like, but Doodle couldn't even do that. Now I get home, he greets me. Last night was hilarious because I had a cheese quesadilla. He's a bit of a carboholic. And watching him bounce up and down is hilarious. That happens because of Rough Greens. Vitamins, minerals, vegetables, probiotics, omega 3, 6, 9, all of this incredible stuff is in Rough Greens. And all you do is sprinkle on top of your dog's food and you watch what happens. It is incredible. Over the space of 10 days, his demeanor changed tremendously. And from there, it has been incredible. His fur is better. He is happier and healthier than he's ever been. It is incredible. It's all natural. It's amazing. Canine VitaSmart. It's a powder sprinkle on dog's food. Get it now. That's what I want you to do. It's the beauty of this, right? Before you even think about buying it, cover the cost of shipping. They're going to get you a free bag of Rough Greens. RUFFGreens.com/Chad. Call 833-MY-DOG-77. 833-MY-DOG-77. You will absolutely see a difference so fast. RUFFGreens.com/Chad. Rough Greens make any pet food better. Chad Benson Show.
I usually don't get into politics. As an ordinary suburban housewife, I feel a little disrespected. I teach my children not to name call.
You are a blabbermouth! A blabbermouth!
Come on, man!
Guys, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum?
Chad Benson.
Madam Secretary, when you were here last, and we all look forward to you coming, I asked you to tell me what you thought inflation would be at the end of this year, and you told me 2%. Do you still stand by that prediction?
Clearly, inflation this year is going to be above 2%. Just the experience so far this year makes that clearly true.
Yeah, Janet Yellen there. Yeah, 2%. No, 4%? Probably. There's a lot of reasons for that. But, you know, this was supposed to be temporary. And then this was supposed to be, oh, don't worry about it, by fall. Now it's like some people are like, yeah, it's not as temporary and by fall as you think. Maybe through next year. And now this is Janet Yellen. You know, there's the Fed chair. She's got to, you know, come out, and she is the guru of the marketplace, if you will, in some cases. So she's going out there making sure that she says all the right things. But the reality is people feel that. That's a day-to-day thing that every individual feels. Every one of you listening notices the milk costs more. My eggs cost more. Gas costs more. And by the way, for all of you out there who live in a world where you're going to use heating oil, wait till you see what this winter's going to bring.
But I think we are seeing monthly inflation rates taper off.
Yes, ma'am. What do you think it'll be at the end of the year, if not 2%?
Probably closer to 4%.
Okay.
And that's already almost must be the case based on what's happened this year. But in my estimation, there are the types of supply bottlenecks.
And some of that's real. I mean, we've talked about the fact that, you know, you've got the supply chain issue that's very real. Cars is a perfect example. So many cars out there live off of microchips now. That's their brain. Can't get the microchips. Little things here and there. So you've got a car that, for all intents and purposes, that is built except for the gadget that gives it its brain. I was talking to my friend Chris Scott. He runs Liberty GMC. If you guys ever need a car, libertygmcaz.com. Chris runs the place. He's telling me now. He goes, man, let me, because he advertised with me out here. You go to some of these places, they'll tell you, we got cars. He goes, they don't got cars. They got nothing. They got nothing. Some places you can't even, they're not even selling us what they call paper. So they're given essentially, hey, the opportunity to sell paper, meaning they're selling the vehicle. You're just buying the piece of paper right now, and then your vehicle will be delivered later because they don't know when it's going to happen. That all has a cumulative effect across the board. Last week, I shared that picture with you guys. That person took a picture of Long Beach and L.A. ports, and there was, what, 177 ships just sitting out there. They don't have enough workers right now. By the way, for those of you who don't know, being a longshoreman, being somebody to work on the docks, that used to be one of the most coveted positions to have. Their union is ridiculously strong. Being a longshoreman, now it's probably a longshore person, but being a longshoreman used to be so wanted. Now, can't give it away. So there's a lot that goes into it, and some of it is self-inflicted. It is. Some of it is absolutely self-inflicted, but this affects everybody. The holiday season, this is when what? This is when businesses make hay. Christmas is not just around the corner. Christmas is here. Go into stores now. Yeah, you see all the Halloween stuff, but you know what you're starting to see? Christmas tree here, Christmas tree there. Drove by on the way home yesterday, the Angels minor league stadium. Drive by it, but in the parking lot during the Christmas time, they turned it into a winter wonderland. It's being built. I mean, there's candy canes. It's here. This year, even if people want to spend money, they may not be able to because there may not be the products they want. This matters to everyday individuals. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text me the program. The dog. Did he get it right? Maybe. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
What is the percentage of total vaccinations that
happen? Well, I think, look, I think we get the vast majority, like it's going on in some industries and some schools, 97-98%. I think we're going awful close. And, but I'm not the scientist. But one thing for sure. A quarter of the country can't go unvaccinated.
Why? Because. So Norway and Singapore, right? They cracked down pretty hard when this whole thing came down. Norway is going through arguably its worst time ever with COVID. You know what they did last week? Surprisingly, their prime minister came out and said, starting tomorrow, life goes back to normal. You can do what you want, many people as you want. Don't wear a mask. Live your life. Try to be careful and be responsible. Singapore, going through their worst, they said, you know what? We're getting back to normal. We're living our lives. We're going to have to learn to live with this thing, through this thing, around this thing, and above this thing. We cannot. People have fatigue. The issue for so many people in the COVID world is they're wondering why other people who believe like they do, right, who believe this thing is, you know, evil and is going to kill everybody in the world, their frustration levels through the roof because those people no longer are paying attention. They're living their life. When you start to lose the room, that's an old saying in sports, right? When you're a coach and they've heard all the speeches, they have heard all the stuff that you've said over and over again. They've seen the plays a thousand times. It's not fresh or new. The perspective is the exact same. And at one time it worked. Now it doesn't. You've lost the room. People are no longer paying attention. They're no longer paying attention. Because all they hear is mandates. Now we want 97, 98%. Remember when it was like, if we get to 70%, I think it's going to be okay. Now it's 97%. It's not going anywhere. The question that nobody's asking in a real way, or at least getting the answers from, what about natural immunity? And the second thing is, do you think the nation is going to go through this every single year, going out and getting one and two shots? And that's not happening. That 70% you think you're going to get is going to fall down to 62% next time. Because people are going to be like, you know what, I got one shot, I don't need it, I'll be fine. I got the next one, I had it last year. That's going to continue, and it's going to end up like the flu. How many people get the flu shot? It's not everybody, I'll tell you that right now. I've never had a flu shot. I've never had a flu shot. I got both of these, and I am all about, I got zero problems. Zero. Zero problems. With this, go get a shot. If you talk to your doctor and your doctor says, absolutely, it's safe and you feel safe, no problems, because it will protect you, especially people out there that are potentially in a situation where you're vulnerable because of comorbidities, right? Because you've had you've got diabetes, you've had an organ transplant, whatever it is that has put you in that situation. Yeah, you're old. Absolutely. But you always talk to your doctor. Absolutely. And the insanity of it all, when you start hearing stuff like this, Dr. Lena Nguyen.
Second thing is, we really need to get behind a proof of vaccination system. We know that the honor code doesn't work. You don't board a plane, let's say you don't go to the airport and say, I am who I say I am. I don't have to show you any identification. I don't have to put my things through the metal detector.
Now, you only have to do that when you vote.
We don't allow that, and we shouldn't allow people to carry around pieces of paper that can be easily faked as well. We need a national proof of a vaccination system.
Wow. There you go. The insanity of listen. Well, we need an app. No, we don't. We don't have that for anything else, right? And by the way, the things that we do have it for, that stuff was good, right? When you were a kid and you took that little piece of, you know, the little paper to school, you know, it used to be look like a savings book of your shots. It used to be, that seemed to be okay. Oh, now they can fake it. And that's scary. That is scary right there. You want a national proof of vaccination. Telling you, people push back. People are going to continue to push back, and they should be pushing back. I am vaccinated, and I've had the damn thing. Supposedly, this is like the best thing to be, if you will. You know what? No. If somebody says to me, show me your proof of vaccination, it's right here. There you go. How about double vaccination? Right there. No. What? Why? Well, Chad, it's because, no, I told you I am, and you don't believe me. Well, I can't trust people. This is what we've become. It's the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And so many people look at the unvaccinated, right, and say, you guys are evil and you guys are bad and all of those things. You think that's helping? You think that's going to be a helper when you hear, oh, we need a proof of vaccination? We need that? We get the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky.
What we do know right now from the Delta variant is for people who have had two doses of the vaccine, they still need to wear their masks in the rare case that they might be a breakthrough infection. We absolutely are having studies that are starting now so that we can assess if after your booster shot, if you were to get a breakthrough infection, whether you can still transmit. Our hope is no, and we'll absolutely be doing those studies. Once we have those studies, I do hope that with disease transmission coming down, community transmission coming down, we will one day be able to get rid of those masks.
One day. Oh, for the love of sweet Jiminy Cricket. By the way, they asked her about trick-or-treating. This is spectacular. Talk about somebody who just missed it.
Should kids go trick-or-treating on Halloween? Is it safe?
Oh, gosh, I certainly...
Today, by the way, just to let you guys know, is the 29th. So we're essentially about 32 days away from Halloween. Should kids go trick-or-treating? I trick-or-treated the blank out of it last year with my kids. The blank out of it. Because fortunate for me, I live in a state that's not insane. And I live in a county where our sheriff is Mark Lamb. And if you guys don't know about him, he was on Live PD for a while. He's basically, think of Trace Atkins. Yeah. Hey, do I have to wear a mask? Nope. That's him. So should we trick or treat? Should we?
I hope so. If you're able to be outdoors, absolutely.
Where else would you trick or treat? Well, indoors. Totally. So you're going to go from what, table to table in your house? Are you going inside people's homes? Well, if you're able to be outdoors. Well, Chad, what about some of the places where maybe the weather's turning and stuff like that? Come on. The majority of the people in the country are going to be outdoors trick-or-treating. And the people that aren't are going to a fair or going to some sort of something inside a Halloween party. But come on.
Limit crowds. I wouldn't necessarily go to a crowded Halloween party. But I think that we should be able to let our kids go trick-or-treating in small groups. And I hope that we can do that this year.
My God. This is where we are. Be prepared, people. That's why. You question, why are we not living our lives? Well, people could still get it. They can. They can still get the flu. People can still get a lot of things. But at some point in time, we don't allow it to rule our life. This thing has ruled our life for 18 months. And it's ruled whose life? It's ruled the government's life that's come down to you. When people say we can't get back to normal, yes, we can. The government just goes, get on with your life. Be careful. Well, then stuff could happen. Stuff can happen. But at what point do you say we've had enough? And the vaccine mandates and the insanity, like you have a private business and you want that, zero problems with that. That's your business. That's your business. But when you start getting it from the top down and they're like, oh yeah, we should totally mandate this. Do you see people are getting this thing because they're afraid of losing their job. They're not getting it because they think it's worth a damn thing. Poll that came out yesterday said getting a third shot, the booster shot, shows that this thing doesn't work. Which is making people already vaccine hesitant say, well, why should I get something that doesn't work? 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Love hearing from every single one of you. So, Gabby Petit. She was murdered. Her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, or I don't know if it's the boyfriend or like the it's a boyfriend, but at the same time her fiance, whatever it is, they're no longer together and nobody can find him. So Dog the Bounty Hunter shows up at the house over the weekend, right? So shows up at the house over the weekend and knocks on the door and essentially says, you know, do you have information on your kid? You know, and if you guys don't know who Dog the Bounty Hunter is, if you were to go to Central Casting, you're like, all right, give me somebody who's lived on the edge of society, has been ridden hard and put away wet, has leather for skin, the worst blonde-haired mullet you've ever seen. And by that, I mean long in the back because the party never ends. And give me something Elvis-y, bleach blonde. We'd also like him only to wear leather, and that includes mostly no shirt with a leather vest, bad Oakley blades. And they're like, we have a guy for you. Really? What's his name? Dog. Boom. So, everybody, including myself, is like, no way that this guy's got, but you know, this is what he does for a living. And sometimes you fight a monster with a monster kind of thing, if you will. And Dog has been one of those guys before, and not murder, but so he goes over there. And, you know, they're going to call the cops on him, the Laundrie family. Lo and behold, news comes out yesterday. Eh, maybe maybe Dog does have some stuff because people are calling his little tip line because it's Dog. And a lot of times people who are, how should we say this, maybe also live on the edge of society, feel more comfortable probably talking to him than they do law enforcement. But was there a camping trip that maybe happened 75 miles away from where they were looking?
A Freedom of Information Act request shows Brian Laundrie's mother, Roberta, checked into a waterfront campsite in Pinellas County, Florida on September 6th and checked out on September 8th. That is before Gabby Petito was reported missing, but after Brian Laundrie returned home alone without his fiance, we're now hearing from the Laundrie family attorney who says Brian and his father were with Roberta on that camping trip and that they all left the campground together.
But the people that work there say, no, three people came and two left. There's five little keys there, little islands, and it's much more hospitable than where they were looking. But this was left out. And the reality is he might have told his family and they might have come up with something. You don't know. But they left this out. And it was the fact that the dog brought it up. Was hilarious. And the other side of it is they've stopped searching in most places. They, you know, it's going to be, he'll be picked up somewhere is kind of the attitude in some ways they have because there are so many people that are missing in this country. Up to 17,000 people currently are missing in the United States. Most of them are men. Think about that. So with all the technology, at some point, they figure they're going to run across him. But they're not going to be actively searching, you know, spending hours and hours looking at every single place. But they're going to look at his family a little bit tougher. Wouldn't it be hilarious if Dog caught him? 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. GetRoman.com/chat. Boom. Right there. Right now. Talk to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. So here's the thing with Roman, right? You want to do it from your home. Confident. You're talking to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. You feel comfortable because you're going to talk to somebody about ED, but you're going to do it from the comfort of your home. That is, I think that makes people feel great. Straightforward, it's convenient, it's discreet. It is awesome. It really is because you don't have to worry about going somewhere. And if they say, hey, you know what, we got the best treatment for you, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. So this is what I want you to do. When the time strikes, you want to be ready. When the time strikes, you want to be in a place where, you know what? You don't have to worry about your ED. It's handled. That's where Roman comes in. GetRoman.com/Chad. Go there today if prescribed, right? So think about this. So you're going to go there, and if you're prescribed this, they're going to take care of you in a simple and easy way, all from your home. Okay, it's all from your home, and you got to love that. It's $15. Boom. That's a win. Oh, no way. Yeah, I'm taking care of you guys. Right? Because I want you guys to be taken care of. All right? So GetRoman.com/chat. $15 off your first month. GetRoman.com/chat. Go there now. $15 off your first month. GetRoman.com/chad. Get started out. Save $15 off your first month. Chad Benson Show.
Well, get over it. It's time to forge a new path with your very own political cartographer, Chad.
I wish to be entertained.
And Bridgerton is what entertains the most Netflix subscribers. The soapy British drama, the most watched show on the streaming service, according to new data presented by Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos at Vox's Media Code Conference. With 625 million hours of Bridgerton watched, Money Heist is close behind in second, season three of Stranger Things in third. As for movies,
please don't tell you my job.
The Sandra Bullock thriller Bird Box, still the most watched Netflix film, followed by Extraction and Martin Scorsese's The Irishman.
Now, I have never seen Bridgerton, but I hear it's basically a period piece that is a little bit raunchy.
Hello there, how are you? I'm well, and you? I like your fluffy shirt. Thank you. Took me 12 hours to get dressed today. But the chambermaids did it.
That's supposed to be what it's like. I've never seen. I saw Bird Box. I enjoyed it. Thought it was good. Extraction, though, was one of the best action movies I've ever seen. It's a Chris Hemsworth movie. 2 days ago, they released a teaser trailer because it was so good that they're doing another one. And that is going to be cool. But the show right now called, I think it's called Squid Games, everybody's saying is going to be the number one show for Netflix. And it's a trip. It is a trip. If you've not seen this, it's a weird dystopian. It's a Korean show. And it's Survivor, but a game show. It's a weird thing, but my little ones are obsessed with it. That's good parenting, because it's like there's violence and stuff. But hey, you know what? I wanted to be a little desensitized. 323-538. Plus, it helps them read. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show, share Twitter. Tweet, text, Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show. Independent thoughts. Independent life. This is Chad Benson.
A culture of cynicism and mistrust can grow. You start seeing more division and increasingly bitter conflict. A politics that feeds anger and resentment towards those who aren't like us and starts turning away from democratic principles in favor of tribalism and might makes right. But the good news is we can reverse these trends. I don't believe it's inevitable that we succumb to paralysis or mutual hatred or abandon democracy in favor of systems that reserve power and privilege for the few?
Still gives a damn good speech. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, we're tribal. Never more so has that been heard and seen. But people say, well, we've never been this bad. I want to remind everybody, there was a time in our history where we looked at each other and neighbor fought neighbor, brother fought brother, father fought children. We splintered. We've always been loud. The difference is we've given voice to everybody now who wants a voice. Everything. When I was a kid growing up, I could count on the number, you know, I can count on two hands how many times you actually watched a president's speech or a politician's speech or something like that, where it was in the eye of the people. And the reality in my day, right? My day. So I'm 50. The first time that it became a pop culture thing was the Lewinsky. That scandal. Yeah, there were other scandals and there were other things. And, you know, Kennedy was very much a pop culture icon and all that kind of stuff. And there was Camelot and all that. But where it became a show, a circus. That's all it is now. That is all it is. Most people couldn't tell you the Speaker of the House was 25, 30 years ago. Now she can't shut up. Because microphones are there. Mitch McConnell is watching a turtle watch paint dry. And there's a microphone in his face 24/7. And you're just like, oh my God, does it ever end? So we've been as tribal for a very long time. We have been. but we were able to work past it. And I love it when people say to me, well, we've never been this bad. Yeah, we have. No, it's never been this bad. No, it has. There was a time, again, I go back, when the awful stain of our country fractured us and we fought each other to end slavery, to bring the country essentially back together, whether you like it or not, mister. That's what took place. But when I hear stuff like, you know, dour, sour, lemon.
Look, he is an optimistic man. He's more optimistic than I am. The whole theme of this is that we're running out of time. That is a warning from the former president. The toxicity, however, is real and it is dangerous. Time's not running out because the time is here. The lies are all around us. And if we can't get a grip as a country, it just might be too late.
Oh, that sounds serious. Of course. This time is running out. It may be too late. There may be nothing we could do to stop this. It may already be too late. Oh my God, that is awful. But that's so Washington, right? That's so East Coast. I will tell you this. There are rivalries in sports that are way bigger than what we see in politics. Oh, sure, there's some insane people in politics, and they troll all over the internet and stuff. But I guarantee you there are people out there in places, not just here, but globally, where the sports world and the rivalry of the sports world is bigger. Absolutely. Hell, there are rivalries in hip-hop that have turned deadly. But when you hear, oh, it's just too late. It's never going to get done. The world's coming to an end. So wait, is the world coming to an end because of this? Or I thought it was climate change. Can you guys make up your mind? Or is it the pandemic, which is now an endemic? But you have to say insane stuff or nobody pays attention. That's the sad thing. You can't sit there like, well, Chad, are you optimistic about? I'm like, yes, I live at the greatest time in the history of the world. Am I optimistic about stuff? 100%. 100%. Why wouldn't you be? Look at all the stuff. Look at how far we've come. Look at all of these things that we have at our disposal. Are you optimistic? Because what? People on the internet who will never meet are fighting? Oh, yeah. No reason to be optimistic there. Oh, for God's sakes. Get a grip. Somebody needs to laugh. You look at immigration, right? It's an absolute joke. It's an absolute disaster. Do you think people like this guy here, right? His name is Stevenson. He's Haitian. Do you think he's given a rat's ass about whether or not we're arguing over January 6th or coronavirus, should we wear 4 masks instead of 3 masks or any of those things? No.
Now, one of the migrants we talked to was named Stevenson. He is from Haiti. He says there's no turning back, and he has a message for President Biden. Listen.
I would like a set of message for Biden because Haiti, more difficult.
Will you go back to Haiti?
No, never.
No.
Never.
And there's anger towards the Biden administration for sending a mixed message. You see migrants here still wearing those same Biden let us in t-shirts. Many feel betrayed because they thought Biden was inviting them to come, but now see their fellow countrymen being deported.
Why was he inviting them to come? He never invited anybody to come. He never did anything like that. None of that stuff ever happened. No, it did. In their minds, it did. They heard something and they decided we're going to do this because look what this guy said.
Within 100 days, I'm going to send to the United States Congress a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people.
Oh, my goodness. That's, of course they heard that. Of course they did. But do you think that guy really, like, he's like, oh man, I wonder what's going on in Twitter. So I tell these kids around here, run around with like the Twitter And they're like, oh, my God, you know. It's like, look, Twitter, you're never going to solve any arguments on Twitter. Nothing is ever going to be solved there. You're never, ever, ever going to see too many good things come out of it, if ever, right? Like, and I think it was Colin Cowherd says, I've never seen anybody ever get a job off Twitter, but I'm sure they'll see people get fired. Yeah. But the only way you get noticed anymore is if you scream the loudest and say stuff that's insane. The world's coming to an end. Can't be stopped. Nobody can ever stop it. It's here. It's never going anywhere. You guys can't stop it. Now the tsunami of hate. And how many of you out there are living in hate right now? Honestly, probably none of you. Right? There's a few of you that are angry. Mostly older. Mostly sit around all day and watch TV and read a bunch of crap. And you get caught up in stuff. And you think that everybody else is that. And then you go to the grocery store and people are just trying to figure out what they're going to have for dinner tonight. And it's not that people don't care. It's just people are living their lives. Oh, my God. This can't be stopped. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. This can't be stopped. None of this can be stopped. You guys think it can be stopped? Can't be stopped. Never can be stopped. Ever. 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 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. The debt limit. Oh, goodness. Who's excited about that? You should be. They're still talking about the debt limit. We're going to get into a little bit later, but just know this. This is the way the debt limit works. I explained this to you guys yesterday. This is not new debt. This is old debt. We've got to raise the debt limit. Why do we have to raise the debt limit? Because we promised more, so we're going to have to borrow money against that promise of stuff like Social Security checks, paying the military, paying military retirees, et cetera, et cetera. So we got to do that. It's not new spending. You don't need everybody to be involved in the new spending the way you need this. So the Republicans and them are going to sit down. They're going to negotiate this, and there's going to be give and take.
Democrats are facing a string of critical deadlines on Capitol Hill, and it could be make or break for President Biden's agenda. The House is scheduled to vote on that bipartisan infrastructure package for roads and bridges in the House. The president has now canceled his trip to Chicago today to focus on the negotiations.
Yeah. The focus on the negotiations. He's going to go and focus on it because he needs a lot of things. He's facing a debt limit and a potential default, which won't happen. A shutdown, infrastructure bill. He's got a nightmare going on at the border right now that is really watching everything in his world when it comes to polls and they pay attention. It's eroding.
The ABC News Ipsos poll showing Americans' approval of President Biden on infrastructure has dropped about 10 points with Republicans and independents, and popularity in his own party is eroding, with between 60 to 69% approving of how he handled Afghanistan, gun violence, and the border. But there's a huge partisan split when it comes to immigration. More than 80% of Democrats say migrants should be allowed to stay while they await a hearing. More than 70% of Republicans want them deported.
Yeah. But overall, his, you know, I mean, it's insane. It's slipping. He's seeing this eroding, if you will. So he's got to get some stuff done. And he's not canceling anything if he's got to face all, unless he knows this is real. Because if he goes and the debt limit isn't raised, which it will be, because that's America and that's our rating. And we're not going to do that. The second thing, he also knows that he's got to get infrastructure done, but he's facing within his own party massive pushback from the moderate Democrats, who what I like to call the sane ones, are saying, yeah, this is way too much. This is ridiculous. This is, you know, and so because of that, he's got a lot of issues. And then you've got immigration. So there's plenty of problems that he has. So he's stepping back and having to try to figure out how to get Nancy Pelosi and them to get this thing across the finish line. I don't know if he will. But when you hear polls like that, this is what I tell people. Normally in a off-year election or a midterm, not a lot of people come out and vote, except for the people really hardcore. But in a situation like this, you're going to see more people come out. And if Biden continues to slip on the banana peel and he continues to fumble the ball and the administration continues to see numbers like this, you bet there will be a cleaning of house when it comes to what happens in not only the Senate, but the actual House itself. So the Republicans are going to do what Republicans do. Now, if they can stay away from the QAnon and the insanity, I think they'll have a better chance. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Raycon, best earbuds around. Love my Raycons. Wear them all the time. Probably go hit some golf balls later. If not, I'll go for a nice long walk. And I will tell you, my Raycons are great. I have them with me. I can't even remember the last time I plugged them in. So it comes with this beautiful charging case, right? You just charge it up. That case gives you four full charges for your earbuds. You take them out. There's no stems. There's no wires. I was hitting golf balls yesterday. The guy next to me, every time he swung, put one back in, push it back in, push it back in. I just laughed because it's kind of a one-size-fits-all. Not with these. You're going to get six soft gel tips. That way you can find the absolute perfect noise isolating fit for you. Better sound quality, better design, the best earbuds around at a price that won't break the bank. Raycon, Raycon, Raycon. Buy Raycon.com/Chad saves you 15%. They start under $70. Buy Raycon.com/Chad. Buy Raycon.com/Chad. Chad Benson Show.
If you're part of the politically exhausted majority, don't fear. Your time to be validated and rejuvenated is here. Wake up. It's the Chad Benson Show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
Now it's time to find out
what's trending.
What's trending?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I mean something, right? Like it's trending on the old internet. What's trending?
Let us take a peek in the world of trending.
Start over on Twitter. Let's take a look. Oh, yeah, good times. Gabby Petito, Brian Laundrie, still trending. Times has a great article about the reality as we're creating God. Silicon Valley super geek believes we face an apocalyptic threat from AI. Yeah, absolutely. Military leaders are trending because of yesterday's hearing, including General Miley, who was sitting there, you know, saying that he believed we should have stayed there. But, you know, remember a month ago, Biden's like, I talked to everybody. They don't think that. Biden's mandate for workers supported by legal precedent, experts say. That is trending because people are asking the question, is this legal? Is this legal? Head on over to Google. Marine Lieutenant Colonel, who criticized Biden last month for the way that we exited Afghanistan. Colonel Stuart Scheller is in the brig. Yeah. They said after ignoring orders to refrain from posting on social media, Scheller, who relieved of his duties after his initial criticism of the evacuations, has been put in pretrial confinement at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Yeah. So wait a minute here. This guy... he criticized, which he shouldn't have done, did it publicly, which he shouldn't have done. Other people write books. No big deal. Okay. Head on over to Google. Champions League. And I'm talking about other colonels and whatnot. Biggest trending thing yesterday in America. God, that makes my heart sing. As a kid growing up, I feel like I had a little to do with keeping soccer alive. When it was on its deathbed, I feel like I had a little to do with it, pushing it forward, and look at it now. Number one trending thing yesterday in America, Champions League. Lionel Messi scores his first goal for PSG. PSG and Man City, Real Madrid. You're like, oh my God, yeah, what else is going on? Oh, Real Madrid and Sheriff, which is hilarious. We'll talk about them a little bit. Just the whole thing is weird. And Porto, Liverpool. By the way, John Jones is also trending. We'll talk about that. Imagine being the cop that shows up to John Bones Jones' call. We'll talk about that. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Second thing is, we really need to get behind a proof of vaccination system. We know that the honor code doesn't work. You don't board a plane, let's say you don't go to the airport and say, I am who I say I am. I don't have to show you any identification. I don't have to put my things through the metal detector. We don't allow that, and we shouldn't allow people to carry around pieces of paper that can be easily faked as well. We need a national proof of a vaccination system.
No, we don't. Why do I have to show you proof of vaccination? Right? But I don't have to show you proof of ID when it comes to voting. And I say that with a little tongue in cheek, but it is kind of hilarious, right? It's like, now, that's Dr. Lena Nguyen. Where are the people going? That's racism. That's racism, because you know people of color can't get proof of vaccination. Chad, you're just being a jerk face. Yeah. Speaking of vaccines, YouTube has made an announcement that they will be banning prominent anti-vaccine activists and blocking all anti-vaccine content. Now, here's something. Are you doing that for everything or only for this? Because there's a lot of people out there that came to prominence in the world of being anti-vaxxers. Remember, anti-vaxxers 15 months ago were people that were like, well, my kids got autism and it's because they got the smallpox vaccine or whatever they thought it was. So are you getting all of it or is it only this? That's a fair question. Right? Like, are you going to go take all Jenny McCarthy stuff down? I don't know if she was on YouTube, but I'm assuming it's somewhere. Are you taking down stuff? Who gets to be the arbiter of truth? Well, they do. It's their company. And if it's something that goes against what they think is the woke-ish right thing. But what are we doing again? What are we doing? We are protecting people, and we don't need to be. We don't. We do not need to be protecting. Well, you got to understand that if it's, No, I don't. I don't have to understand anything. If you want to read something or listen to someone who has some crazy idea or whatever it is out there that they believe, then you're like, oh my God, if I take this and I take it every, at four of these, I'll turn into a shrimp. Why do you have to take that down? Because it's giving people if people are buying to that misinformation, if they're already buying into that misinformation, them watching somebody that they believe is telling the truth isn't going to change their mind. You taking away isn't going to change their mind. And remember the red herring? Was it two summers ago? Quietly, they got rid of what? They got rid of flat earthers. They got rid of the flat earth world. They got rid of those people that were flat earthers because it hurt who? I'm curious. Who did it hurt? Were they telling the truth? Right? Were they telling the truth and then somebody walked off the end of the earth? We're protecting people from what? And you want to know what feeds a conspiracy? Things like this. The more that you say, don't look here. My daughter does. So my little daughter, Charlie, she's three. And this is what I'll get from her. Dad, what? I need a paper towel. Why? Don't look. Get her a paper towel. Dad, I need another paper towel. Don't look. Don't look. So you telling me not to look makes me think, well, something's going on. And then you go over there and you're like, She did this the other day, and then, like, mom's coming home in a minute, and she's like, Dad, I need help. It's like, it's crazy. But when I hear stuff like YouTube's taking this down, well, they get to be the arbiters of truth. So, and how many times have we seen this where these companies randomly shut somebody down for something? And look, I'm not saying there's not crazy people out there, but shouldn't you be able to be the one as a consumer of insane products to decide that person's crazy, I don't buy it, or maybe you do? And I go back to, why are we trying to protect everybody? Because somebody who's going to look at something and see a meme and all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I was going to totally get the vaccine. I talked to my doctor. But then this guy here, who's in the middle of nowhere America, he says he's a magnet now. And he clucks like a chicken. And this other guy, he died on his way to get the vaccine, but he got hit by a bus. So what do you think of that? It's like, okay, then don't get it. If that's your reasoning right there, then don't get it. I don't care. My God. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Love hearing from every single one of you. So I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Greta Thunberg gave a speech yesterday. Now, we could play the speech. And it's basically,
there is no planet B.
You know, it's that usual, you know, she's angry.
There is no planet blah.
There's no planet blah. There's no planet B. Do you think her friends look at her and she's like, oh, God, here comes Fun Ruiner. Hey, where are you guys going? We're going to go watch a movie. I wouldn't watch a movie. It's all the carbon footprint. Yeah, we don't care. You're a Fun Ruiner. Nobody wants to hang out with you. Nobody wants to go to your party. Nobody wants to do any of that. You're a Fun Ruiner. So we could play her speech in entirety because it's good that the world's listening to her. And by the way, kudos to her. I think it's awesome. But I do think, you know, as a kid, you should enjoy yourself every once in a while. It's okay. It's a lot to take on saving the world. It is a lot to take on. It's a lot to take on the heaps of praise from the media and the left-leaning intelligentsia who are throwing everything on you, knowing full well that people will, you know, you'll be their servant until you're no longer of use to them. But we could play that in its entirety. But we've decided if we're going to do it, we got to have a done right. My buddy Pablo did it right.
There is no planet B. There is no planet blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. This is not about some expensive, politically correct green act of bunny hugging or blah, blah, blah. Build back better, blah, blah, blah. Green economy, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. This is all we hear from our so-called leaders. Words that sound great, but so far has led to no action. Our hopes and dreams drown in their empty words and promises. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so she gave a speech to the world, basically said blah, blah, blah. You had all that time to come up with a speech, and that's what you came. She's very impassioned about it. I like that. Look, at 18, I was impassioned about playing soccer, and that's it, right? We just had fun playing soccer. That was my dream. That was my impassioned, and I didn't know that I was going to ruin her childhood. But apparently I did, along with all of you. Take care of the planet? Absolutely. No problems with that. Zero problems. We should be taking care of the planet. We have pilfered this thing at times. We also have 7.5 billion people on the planet, and that's growing. On top of that, we got used to stuff like electricity, running water, things of that nature. We got to do better. But man, I tell you what, you're sitting there and you're listening to her just look at you. And when she hit Biden with the build back better, build back, how dare you ruin my life? Again, I do not know you. I do not know you. Climate change. So the world's coming to an end because we're fractured and it's too tribal. World's coming to the end because of climate change. There's a lot going on. There is. And the average person, you're listening to this, you're having a laugh, you're going to go home, you're excited football season's here. You're looking at somebody tweeted at me today, and I'll give you my picks tomorrow. Because people have been asking me, dude, your picks were pretty good last week, and the week before did okay, and against the spread, you were really good. I'm like, well, what, do you want straight up winners, or you want the, against the spread? I'm just letting you guys know I will throw some stuff out there for you because that's the kind of person I am. I'm not charging you anything. You get your first five picks for free, but if you call this number right now, I'm going to give you my trifecta. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us. With YouTube doing what it's doing, a lot of people out there are, well, they're worried. They feel like their voices are being silent. Many companies have tried to start. There's been a start-stop of certain things. We're going to talk to somebody who you guys may recognize who's getting their, well, he's given them the best run he can with his company. And it's going to be very interesting to talk to him about what he's got up and running that could rival Twitter and others. We'll do that straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
Hashtag me too. Hashtag immigration reforms. Hashtag help. I'm trapped in a hashtag factory and I can't get out. The Chad Benson Show.
We were just talking about YouTube deciding that they're going to shut everything down in the world of misinformation because they're the arbiters of truth. And apparently people need to be shielded from other opinions and ideas. Joining us now, he's the former senior advisor to President Trump and contributes over there at Newsmax. But he's also got a new thing. It's called Getter. Joining us now, Jason Miller. Jason, what's happening, brother?
Chad, great to be with you. And boy, I tell you, this news from YouTube is just out of control. I mean, just when you think that Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and the rest of the big social media companies can't go any further, then they just step on the scale and continue to deplatform.
Look, I am, if you're advocating violence, I got zero problem shutting you down. But I said a couple years ago, Jason, that the YouTube did a red herring. They went out and they said, hey, if you're a flat earther, we're going to ban you from our site. And I'm like, flat earthers are the most harmless people on earth. Why would you do this? And I always felt like it was, well, let's see what we can do. And it's crazy. And it's upsetting and it's frustrating because I feel like we're protecting people who have a differing point of view. And some people may not be the sharpest. And quite frankly, if you're going to be swayed by a meme, then, you know, that's a you problem.
Well, exactly, and this is where with Getter, the new platform that we launched, where I think there's a differential, and that is we keep it a safe space for people to have their political free speech rights, to be able to come and talk about what's on their mind, but obviously we keep it safe and don't allow illegal content or the Kathy Griffin beheading videos or some of Hunter Biden's home videos, which no one, including the poor dog that was in the room, should ever have to watch. So you can have a place where people can communicate their free speech rights, keep it safe at the same time. The difference, Chad, is that the political discrimination that we've seen over this last year, and President Trump was right when he said if they'll kick off a sitting president, they won't hesitate to come after you, and that's what we're seeing with YouTube now.
Absolutely. He's the CEO of Getter. Of course, he was the former senior advisor to President Trump, Jason Miller, with us. So you kicked it off. How is it growing? How is it doing? Because I think a lot of people have no idea because, you know, they hear about, you know, Parler and a few of these other things. But this one looks a little bit different. And it looks like, I'll be honest, it looks a little bit better than some of those other ones that I think were kind of just half attempts at something.
So you hit the nail on the head, and I'll tell you, the reason why you don't see a lot of new social media platforms is they're really expensive to build. Probably took about $50 million to build Getter, and takes a long time, upwards of 6, maybe 9 months to go and do it. That's even if you can find the engineers who want to go and work on something. Number one, they're in short supply. With it, number two, to say we're a new free speech platform, and they get worried about rocking the boat with whether it be Google or Facebook or being able to work with some of these other guys in the future. But we're already up to 2.5 million users, half in the U.S., half outside. And Chad, the thing I keep getting back over and over, especially from people outside the U.S., they say nobody voted for Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Nobody voted for Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. How are they the ones who get to tell us what we can and can't say?
Yeah. I mean, and it's, again, I go back to the frustration level I have with these things, Jason, is the fact that I feel like we're protecting people who don't need protecting. In life, I just don't think you need all this protection. Like I said, if it's violence, if it's porn and certain things like that, that's one thing. But if somebody says, I believe the earth is flat, or I believe the election was stolen, or I believe that natural immunity is as good as vaccines, you shouldn't be shut down for having that kind of opinion.
Well, exactly. I mean, and look, this isn't just, say, the right of center. We see it all across pop culture. Look at Nicki Minaj, who they tried to cancel or put in digital timeout for having some questions about vaccines, which everybody should be asking questions or making sure that the science is sound. I mean, heck, his Lord and Savior, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has sure gotten some things wrong over the past year. So we're right to go and question some of these. That doesn't mean you need to go put in digital jail with no food or water.
Yeah, true, true. It's Getter. You guys can check it out, G-E-T-T-R. So you got a Harley-Davidson. You're giving it away. How do I win that?
Exactly. Go to Getter.com, G-E-T-T-R.com. It's our Get Revan sweepstakes. Just last week, I gave away a brand-new Ford F-150 to Raphael Goldberg from Lakewood, New Jersey. Now we're starting our Get Revan sweepstakes. I'm going to give away, check this out, Chad, a brand-new 2021 Harley-Davidson Road Glide. This thing is a beauty. So you got to create a Getter account, enter for your chance to win, and someone in a few weeks from now, mid-late October, is going to be riding off into the sunset with a pretty beautiful bike.
Right on, my man. I appreciate you coming on today. G-E-T-T-R. Go to Getter.com. You can sign up for that. Check out, like I said, I think the platform itself, it feels just like it's better put together. It feels like it's less of insanity as far as the anger that some people have and more of a situation where you can have some free thought. And I hope you keep it that way, because too often I think, like with Parler and a bunch of other stuff, it ended up getting too many in nut jobs. And I think you understand what that's all about. I don't think people want that. They want to have a free flow of ideas.
In fact, you know, I'll tell you, some of the cool people that we've added, Enos Kanter, the center for the Boston Celtics, Jorge Masvidal, Chael Sonnen from the UFC, Gina Carano from The Mandalorian, Naomi Wolf, the feminist author who wrote the Al Gore book, is on the platform. And that's, of course, in addition to Dinesh D'Souza, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity. So you get everybody on this platform across the spectrum. You get a lot of fun.
I joined, so you better follow me on Getter. So, Chad Benson Show, just letting you know, Jason.
I'll do it right now.
All right, I appreciate you coming on, and I hope to talk to you again. G-E-E-T-T-R, Getter.com. Go there. Jason Miller, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Chad.
At Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-T-P-E-N-S-O-N. Go to Getter. By the way, I'm looking on there. There's a lot of people on there that I'm like, wow, I'm surprised. I mean, obviously, like Dinesh D'Souza and some other people. But look, I'm all for the free flow of ideas, and I think we need more of that. I think we need less censoring, and we need just more free-flowing ideas where people aren't afraid to say something and get canceled, even if some of it's insane. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show. Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
What is the percentage of total vaccinations that happen
before age? Well, I think, look, I think we get the vast majority, like it's going on in some industries and some schools, 97-98%. I think we're got awful close. But I'm not the scientist. But one thing for sure. A quarter of the country can't go unvaccinated.
So let's go over this again. Okay. That's President Biden right there. And I want everybody to go over this. All right. So just let's go over this. Originally, it was like, I hope we can get to whatever. Right? Whatever it was. We can get to 65-70%. Then it was going to be, oh, I hope we can get to 70-80%. And then it was like, oh, now it's 97%. 97% is where you're going? 97? This is, at this point, I don't even know what to say. You know what we really need? Dr. Lena Wen, tell everybody what we really need.
Second thing is we really need to get behind a proof of vaccination system. We know that the honor code doesn't work. You don't board a plane, let's say you don't go to the airport and say, I am who I say I am. I don't have to show you any identification. I don't have to put my things through the metal detector. We don't allow that, and we shouldn't allow people to carry around pieces of paper that can be easily faked as well. We need a national proof of a vaccination system.
For what, just out of curiosity? Well, for this deadly disease. First of all, it's a virus, okay? When you think of a disease, we don't really, I don't think of this as a disease. Not saying it's, look, you guys know me. You hear my show. I'm not insane. I got vaccinated or whatever. It's a shot. It's not a vaccine, right? It's that's what it is, right? It's a shot. So, that being said, this is a no-go. This is a virus. It is endemic, not pandemic. You're asking people, and in many cases, it feels like forcing people and companies to get vaccinated, people who feel uncomfortable. Right? People who feel like, you know what? I'm not quite sure. Yesterday we talked a bit about the NBA because the NBA has a problem. And that problem is growing, which is simply this. Some people may not want to get vaccinated. Some people feel uncomfortable about being vaccinated. Now you've got situations where, some players may not be able to play their home games.
May have to do with where they sit on the team plane, the team bus, team dinners, team meetings, in the locker room. They're expected to face more testing.
But in New York, Philadelphia, in Oakland, places like that, there may be situations where these players won't be able to play. Yesterday, one of the New Jersey Devils hockey players isn't vaccinated. Apparently that may affect them. Doesn't feel that he needs to be. LeBron James came out, right? It's LeBron James. What happened? Did LeBron get it done? It's funny, though, how people are pissed about certain things. Kyrie Irving, who, by the way, is a flat earther, for those you guys don't know, he came out and he did his media day from a Zoom, which in any other normal year, you would have thought, well, that's kind of normal Kyrie Irving, because he's kind of that guy. This is the guy last year who wouldn't take his hat off for the team picture. You should Photoshop it out. So, again, he's a bit of an odd bird.
Anything I do off the floor is predicated to my family, for the majority. I mean, for 99.9% of that. So, it's about the health and safety of my family, and that's what it came down to. Me being available to my teammates on the floor is me taking care of my body.
Do you mind me asking if you're confirming that you did get the vaccine?
It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. But he don't want to say. Because he feels like it's none of your business. Well, it is my business. No, it's the business maybe between him and the team. It's not your business. But you can kind of get from it that, yeah, if you're a betting person and you hear him saying me being available for my team, then yeah,
I think when it comes down for me, I can speak about myself. I think everyone has their own choice to do what they feel is right for themselves and their family, things of that nature. I know that I was very skeptical about it all, but after doing my research and things of that nature, I felt like it was best suited for not only me, but for my family and for my friends. And that's why I decided to do it. So,
yeah. And he's done it. He's went. He's got it. That's fine. But I love what he says here.
But you think the issue is important enough for someone with your stature to speak out on?
But as far as I don't you guys should know me. Anything that I talk about, I don't talk about other people and what they should do. I speak for me and for my family, and you know, that's what it's about. You know, we're talking about individuals' bodies. You know, we're not talking about something that's, you know, political or racism or police brutality and things of that nature. We're talking about, like, people's bodies and well-beings. You know, so I don't feel like, for me personally, I should get involved in what other people should do for their bodies and their livelihoods.
But some people think that you should be able to. Some people think that you should be forced to. Some people are all on board with that. I work with people that love the fact that people are being forced to get this because they think somehow this is magically going to be the end all to be all. It is not. It is endemic, and you're going to have to deal with this thing again in 12 months, meaning it's here, and your vaccines are going to be running out, or this is going to go on. And you know what you're going to see? Less and less people go. You know, when the flu shot first came out, a lot of people went. Now? I mean, you think about it. How many of you listening is like, I've never gotten the flu shot? Or you've got it sparingly. Don't get it every time. But originally, people went, oh yeah, we've got this. But then slowly over time, it went away. And we're putting in mandates that, as we know, government will not want to get some of those things up. They've got a certain amount of control. And seeing that companies and places will be willing to bend, well, they'll just take.
Yeah, I was happy to hear it. Just the fact that he responded to the pressure to do the research. Anybody who does the research will find that the vaccines are safe and they're effective. He is a parent. This is what it's all about for him. As a parent and someone who is concerned about his health and his family's health, he went and got vaccinated.
And that's great. But everybody should do what's best for them. Do the research. I tell you now, I got the shot. I even volunteered to be in some of the early study groups. I got zero problem with, first of all, I'm a little bit of a risk taker. Secondly, you know what? I did it. Not bothered. I did the research. I have friends. I have friends in the pharmaceutical world. I have friends in the medical field. I have friends who are big muckety-mucks. And, yeah. But I also didn't buy this thing being the deadliest thing in history. I think we overcooked it. And I think originally at first that was understandable. But now when it is just to see the excitement on people's faces, like, oh, you're going to get fired if you don't. And the vaccine Freud, as we call it, where people want other people who aren't vaccinated to get sick and to get seriously sick so they can say, ha ha, I told you so. It's nuts. It is. And it's sad. And it's sad. Now you got YouTube going, well, guess what? You guys can't have misinformation, disinformation on your stuff. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, you can't have misinformation and disinformation on your thing about the vaccine. I go, well, what's misinformation and disinformation? Which is, look, I'm totally fine, but I just like to know who's the arbiter of that truth. And if you say that the shot will give you protection, but so will antibodies from catching it. And if you've caught it, you are just as. Do you get to be the arbiter of truth? Or is it a 22-year-old in Silicon Valley's like, nope, don't think so. We should all be a little worried about some of this crap. And the other side of it is, take out this. Right? The vaccine or any of the crap before politics. Take out the fact that we seem to be always protecting people who we think need protection from stuff. Well, we should get rid of flat earthers. Kyrie Irving, by the way, flat earther. We should get rid of them because they pose what? A threat to society? Is that what they pose? I'm curious, what exactly is that they do that poses this evil threat? No, we need more information. We need more freedom to have open and honest conversation and dialogue. We may not always agree, but you know what? If I was teaching a class in college, you know what I would teach? I would teach a class in how to argue. I would debate, how to have open and honest conversation, maybe the best class taught. How to look at somebody and said, because they believe in life over choice, because they believe in, in same-sex marriage, doesn't make them evil and bad. Makes them human beings who have differing of opinion. It's the same thing here. It's unfortunate. We never seem to move past the silliness of it all. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson shows your Twitter and my Getter, GETTR.com. We spoke last hour to Jason Miller, former Trump advisor, who's got this. It's like a Twitter-like thing. It's done in a much better way. Parler was a hot mess full of nut jobs and stuff. This seems to be a little bit more, first of all, it's better put together. So, but you can check it out at Chad Benson Show, 323-538-2423. You can tweet and text at me as well. MyPillow has the My Slippers. So I've got my My Slippers here and I have a pair at home. The moccasin style, just the regular old slipper style. It's got amazing, like this incredible faux fur, right? The suede leather outside, but it's got an incredible three patented. So it's got the patented fill, right? That they did, you know, the usual fill that you get with the MyPillow. But on top of that, they've got this incredible gel made out of soybeans and this other fill that is amazing, gives you this incredible just walk that is amazing. And I love my slippers. I gave a pair to my friend the other day, and she's like, all I do is wear them now. So she is our legal analyst here, and she came in, and I had an extra pair that was, and she goes, oh, I'd like to try those. I gave her a pair, and she's like, these things are awesome. You will love the My Slippers. They have deep discounts on everything. But get your My Slipper now. 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Enter promo code Benson. It's MyPillow.com. Promo code Benson. Or call 800-983-4975. 800-983-4975. 50% off there. Check out all the deep discounts on everything from the Giza Dream Bed Sheets to the MyPillow mattress topper and everything in between. MyPillow.com. Promo code Benson. Chad Benson Show.
Let the Washington Beltway strangle you. This is where the exhausted majority comes to refuel, realign, and reevaluate. This is Chad Benson.
That is us. It's gorgeous today, relaxing. It's the best time in history. I'm telling you guys that. It's the best time in history. We see all the insanity that's out there, the people fighting, screaming and yelling, and I just can't buy into it. You know, I can't. You know, it's like people say, well, you know, people around here ask me, it's like, don't you get worried that, you know, I said, look, there are crazies that have been around forever and a day. Can we just say that? But we just, it's so awesome. You know, even the vaccine is a perfect example. You know, I keep telling everybody, you guys are missing the point with the vaccine. You shouldn't be, you know, fighting over. The fact that the vaccine got here and is it safe or isn't it safe? I believe it to be safe and I think it's very effective. And I tell people, talk to your doctor because that's what you should do. And if they believe that you should get it, then go ahead and get it. And if not, you live your own life and do what's best for you, whatever. What we should be pissed about is why did it take them several months? And granted, they cracked it very early. It wasn't a very hard thing to crack comparatively. But what it did show is, man, when government gets out of your way, stuff gets done. That's where you should be angry. I remember at the beginning of this when they first said, okay, we cracked it and we think we got this. And I was talking to a doctor who was here cutting some spots. And he specializes in basically fixing fractured spines and spines that are, you know, a hot mess. And, you know, so he's not like, you know, so what you're telling me, he's not a podiatrist? I'm telling you, he's pretty sharp on the ball. And he goes, I've been saying for years, if the government wasn't involved, and yes, we need some regulation, but if there was a tenth of the regulation that there is now, how far could we go and what could we do? I think it would be huge. And we need a certain sense of regulation. But the funny thing is we went and we got regulation. And then we got laws. And then we got lawyers. And we got more regulation. And then more protections. And we got more things. And now we're at the point, it's like on top of regulations from the state and the feds and all this stuff. It's nuts. It is. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. I love hearing from every single one of you. It is Woke Wednesday. We've not done any wokeness. We're going to do a little wokeness. We're going to do a little bit of wokeness because cancel culture is alive and well, people. I want to tell you that. And now they're canceling somebody for something that he said on a radio program in 2006. I'm going to go back and say this. 2006. Now you have to go because you said something about somebody in 2006 on a radio program where people go and they get comfortable and they say wild stuff. Or they let their hair down, if you will, and say some things that in public they wouldn't say, but they give you an honest opinion. We will discuss that. It's Shawalk Wednesday. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Los Angeles and Oakland have already done it. Now add San Diego to the list of large school districts that will mandate students who are eligible age-wise get the vaccine, as well as staff members. It was a unanimous decision by San Diego's school board. Board Vice President Sharon Whitehurst Payne.
We believe in the science. We believe in the process. And that we are serious about this. That we want to protect children.
Opponents rallied against the mandate. Sharon McKeeman, founder of Let Them Breathe, insists the fight is not over yet.
We're going to be moving forward with legal action.
Alex Stone, EBC News.
I got to be honest, my son's in the San Diego district, and I'm not quite sure how I feel about this. Now, he is not yet eligible because he's only 11. I don't know how I feel about it because he's had it, right? So it's like he's as protected as you can get. And he wouldn't even be eligible for it right now. Let's say he was, because there's a certain amount of time that has to pass before they say you can get it after you've caught it for it to be effective. But I don't know how I would feel about this at this moment in time. I don't. I believe it's safe, but I also believe there's a certain sense of natural immunity that is good for anything. I mean, the reason that we don't die in this day and age the way that we would have in the past is because travel, the way it is, has allowed us to introduce germs and other things to our world and vice versa, and that has helped. Now, he will eventually probably get it, and his mother and I will discuss it, and I'd like to talk to him about it too. And partially because, you know, his aunt is very sick. You've heard me talk about Jack's aunt, who is he loves to death, and she's great, and she had double lung transplant, and being safe is the most important thing. Had it not been for her, I don't know. I think I might push a little bit harder. I already find so much of the stuff and the way that they do things here with kids and this ridiculousness. And it's frustrating. It really is. It is absolutely frustrating. Are they going to start mandating every kid gets a flu shot? No, it's so weird. It's weird. And remember, this is a world that we live in where over the last several years, vaccines have gone down as far as kids getting vaccines, or they're getting them in a much different time. But they've gone down because people are worried about autism and the effect on them and whatnot. And now this thing happens and all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, you got to have this or else you got to have this or else you got. It's nuts. It's crazy. Can't have a conversation anymore either. And it becomes a world, it's you better or else. And that, by the way, let me tell you how that works. How many of you work well and are you better or else? And there's a difference between you've done 90 things wrong and they're giving you your 91st chance or feeling like somebody's coming down on you. Ah, man. Will it ever end? Yes. When people say, well, if people don't get vaccinated, it can never end. Yes, it can. It just, we just live our lives. Norway and Singapore going through their worst time when it comes to coronavirus, both of them. And Norway, by the way, this week said, people are exhausted. They don't want to do this anymore. We're going to allow you to live your lives. Try to be careful, but this is no way to survive. We've decided it's going to be here and we're going to live our lives. By the way, if you go look at Sweden, I saw an article the other day. Did Sweden get it right in the end? Sweden always said, and they readily admitted, hey, we screwed up in protecting the older people. We screwed up. But at the end of the day, we believe everybody's going to kind of end up in the same place and that everybody's fighting an uphill battle of trying to control and stop something that may not be able to be controlled and stopped in the way that people think, at least not right now. Norway finally got to the point where they're like, we can't live in our houses anymore. We can't stop being around human beings. We need to live. So their prime minister came out and said, get on with your lives. Starting tomorrow, live your life. Starting tomorrow, no mask. Get together with as many people as possible, all of that stuff. And for a lot of people, that shocked people because they were going through the worst time. But they also realized at some point the exhaustion had gotten to the people and it was so unproductive that it was making, well, even a country extremely unhappy. And I think you're seeing more and more of that because I think more and more people, even people that believe in the vaccines is the most important thing, they've got exhaustion. I'm exhausted talking about this crap. I really am. Right now, this is about freedom. It's about having conversations. It's about saying, you know what? I believe in the vaccine, but I don't believe in mandates. Last night, the Virginia governor's debate took place. Glenn Youngin. Do you like Glenn Youngin, Phil?
No.
How do you feel about him? No. No. Up against not Christy McAuliffe, which would be weird. Talked about the vaccines. And I think he kind of has the same sense I do. And I think a lot of people do.
A quick follow-up to you, Mr. Youngin. You believe getting vaccinated for measles, mumps, or rubella is a personal choice for Virginians?
Data associated with those vaccines is something that we should absolutely understand the difference between this vaccine. We have a moment here to help people understand the real information in this vaccine.
So you would keep those vaccines mandatory?
So that we could...
Vaccines mandatory, but not COVID?
Those vaccines can be mandatory. I do believe the COVID vaccine is one that everyone should get, but we shouldn't mandate it.
Yeah, and part like the flu shot. We don't mandate the flu shot, right? People get out of choice. This is the same thing. This is absolutely, and people say it's not the same. No, it is the same thing. It is 100% the same thing. It's not going anywhere. You're not going to get people, by the way. And if you go and look at the way that things have the flu vaccine. So I think everybody thinks everybody gets the flu vaccine. So 2019-2020 season, overall 51.8% of people got the flu shot. Whites, 54.8. Black non-Hispanics, 45. Hispanics, 46. Other non-Hispanics, 51. Are we going to mandate that now? Are we? Well, it's different. No, I mean, obviously the flu has been known to be deadly in the past. But something that's endemic is, and if you go and look at the years, there's years where that's well below 50%. There were years when it was way up there. And then they had a real bad hiccup with the way that they did, because, you know, I mean, Jonas Salk and them, they when they put this thing together way back in the day in the 40s, it wasn't perfect. Not everybody got it. And then there was a really bad issue with some of the way that they did things with egg, and that killed some people. And, of course, people freaked out. And then all of a sudden, but a lot of people took it. And then slowly but surely, after a while, kind of became comfortable and less people take it. And the same people that went out and rushed to get this, they weren't rushing to get the vaccine because I think many of them thought they were going to die because I think they realized they were going to be fooled by the interwebs insanity and the media's insanity. Nobody trusts the media. Hell, people trust Congress more than they trust the media. Think about that. But people wanted to get back into their lives. if you're not allowing people or you're trying to clamp down on people getting back to their lives, but then you're mandating something that didn't, that they already took in many cases, not getting back, that, you think that's going to, what's this going to be in a year? Are you going to keep this always? Is there levels where you don't have to do these things? These are, I see the mandates, but I never see, oh, by the way, if it falls below this, we don't need to worry about that. No. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. You can also go check out Chad Benson Show Getter, G-E-T-T-R. It's kind of interesting. So we had Jason Miller on earlier, and I said, oh, yeah, let's try this. Let's see what he's got over here. It looks pretty interesting. Obviously, it's a little bit more right-leaning. But there are some other people on here that I'm looking at. I'm like, well, that person's not right-leaning. That person's not. And they're having vigorous online actual conversations with one another. But you can go check it out. It's very interesting. Cancel culture. Is it real? Is it not real? Well, it depends, right? If you're trying to cancel somebody, you don't think it's real. If you're the one being canceled, well, I think you have a question. But we've talked about this on numerous occasions. Should there be a moratorium of, you know, like a statute of limitations? So if you commit certain crimes, there is a statute of limitations. If you stole a car in 1953, chances are you're not going to be arrested for it. The statute of limitations is gone. We've seen it with some of the crimes when it comes to even Harvey Weinstein and stuff. Now they're changing some of those laws. But should we do the same thing? Case in point. John Cena, 2006, on with Howard Stern.
Here's the weird thing about Chris, and I've known Chris for a long time. Okay. He actually came out of the closet after he was fired.
Right.
He wasn't any good.
He was not a good wrestler?
No, he was hired by WCW initially for like a demon persona he called Mortis, which was pretty entertaining. He had the whole mask and everything. He came to us with his WCW persona of Chris Canyon, who's just a guy in tights.
Right.
And with Vince, you do have to have a certain technical bravado. You got to be able to wrestle, but at the same time, it's WWE. You got to be able to entertain the people.
Right.
Chris just wasn't any good.
So, Chris just wasn't any good. Right. And he came out afterwards. People were looking at, because did he say something? Did John Cena say something bad about this guy? Did he say something bad about this guy? So, again, Chris Canyon. Now, he had issues mentally as well. He ended up eventually, he committed suicide. But it's when you listen to people talk, they're like, well, you know, we got to get rid of him. And it only takes one or two people. And I tell this about the world of the interwebs is you'll go and see that somebody wants somebody canceled, right? Like, we want to get rid of this person. You go and it's like, this person has 8 followers. This person has 10 followers. The media's picked some of this stuff up because they feel it's the right wokey thing to do. And then they kind of run with it. But the reality is it's 20 people who've got a combined no followers. Yet they're able to be the flea that wags the tail that wags the dog. This is Chris Canyon.
Rick, you know Arn Anderson knew for a fact I was gay back in WCW. I mean, he's your best friend.
I had no idea.
All right. It was not a well-kept secret in wrestling. And, you know, it figured into the storylines they gave me. Rick, you know as well as I do, if they don't give you a storyline, if they beat you every week, you're not going to be over.
Chris, we're talking about your sexuality right now. We're not talking about...
No, not even what you were talking about. You were talking about I didn't have what it took to be a WWE, even though...
You as a person, as a man, for blaming your choices in life on the business.
Yeah, and that was kind of the way that he went. Ric Flair talked about the fact, like, you know what? This guy, it wasn't any good.
You accused the WWE and Vince McMahon of firing you because you were gay. Ric disagrees with that. Go ahead, Ric, hi.
I'm right here, man. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, that is Ric Flair. He's a famous wrestler, and you work for the WWE. And what do you disagree with about what Chris Canyon has said?
Right, I just disagree with the fact that, and I'm disappointed because I know Chris very well, that he would blame something that's happened in his personal life on his job description. And I think it's real simple. Every wrestler in the country knows that you've got to be very good at what you do to be part of the WWE. It's a very difficult business to be successful in, and I think Chris has some shortcomings in the ring. Blame his shortcomings on something that's going on in his personal life. He doesn't have the act. John made a good point.
That's a lot of what it was. So I was talking about this yesterday, and my co-host on my local show and one of our producers, actually two of our producers, they're the biggest wrestling nerds in the world. In fact, my co-host Gatos, he will fly to go see all of the big, you know, giant WrestleMania, all that stuff. He didn't know I was talking about John Cena or the cancel or anything. I said Chris Cannon, and he's like, all of them said, oh, that guy was awful. He was horrible. He wasn't very good at playing the soap opera part. He wasn't a good wrestler. But it shows you how quick it only takes one person to start it. This guy committed suicide years later, and people are blaming it on, like, 4 years later, like John Cena had something to do with it. But it shows you how fast things can happen and that it doesn't take a lot. In a world of wanting to be woke, in a world of insanity of which we live, where, you know, are you on the right side of something in the way that people moralistically look at things compared to their belief system or else, it is frightening. You know, I'm on Twitter. I don't tweet like I used to. There's a reason for that. A, people just argue all the time, and B, nobody's interested in a conversation. People are interested in gotcha moments. And if you said something in 2006 and you're now being tried in the court of public opinion, and you said it on a thing like Howard Stern Show, and we're going to hold you to that kind of standard, man, I tell you what, eventually everybody's going to be canceled and nobody's going to be working. We're all going to be sitting around going, well, this did not play out the way we thought. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. You know, I enjoy art. I do. And this artist is either brilliant or cunning or a little bit of both. We will discuss it straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
No fake outrage here, just the real thing. The Chad Benson Show.
A lot of big requests on the table going into today's hearing. One is a request by Britney Spears' legal team to have her father, Jamie, removed as conservator of her estate, the guy in charge of her finances and business affairs. There's also his request to have the whole conservatorship terminated, something that Britney wants but hasn't officially asked for yet. It's unlikely the judge will rule definitively either way. However, progress could be made towards getting Britney out from under the control of others, which is something she says she desperately wants.
Does she really?
She's not expected to be in court today.
Well, will she get out? Will they free Britney? I don't know. It is a possibility that Britney may be free. It is also a possibility that she may not be free from the evil that is this conservatorship. I think at some point in time it's going to happen. When? I couldn't tell you. But I keep telling everybody, these kind of things are important because this is real life in the sense that, yes, maybe your kid's not a pop star, but grandma, you're having to take care of grandma. You're having to take care of your grandchildren. All of these kind of things are going on. And it's one of those things where you really start to go, oh, wow, I see how this is. My friend who I've talked about, I gave her my slippers. She's our legal analyst here, Monica. She says, you know, we do this big women in law thing, and it was entitled Free Britney because it is such a real thing. You know, it's not just about pop stars. So we'll see if she gets freed or not. I don't know. But Amanda Bynes, remember her? Like, she's under the same kind of thing. And they're like, yeah, no. Britney, the spotlight, the growing up, all of the stuff that came with it, the sexualization, the you know, all that stuff. And she made some crazy choices. All of those things. They're very real. But with Britney, I think it's even different compared to Amanda Bynes because she went off like the super deep, deep end. But no one pays attention to that because I think people look and go, yeah, there's no. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at me and check out Getter, GETTR, at Chad Benson Show there. So this is amazing. A Danish artist, right? So they lent this artist, a museum, to this artist, $84,000 for work. He kept the cash and named the art Take the Money and Run. Oh, my goodness me. I don't know if you should be mad or go, you know, that's very clever. Art is subjective, and at least from my point of view, he hit the mark on that. Have a good day. We got you over the hump. We'll do it again tomorrow. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.